Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bo Nix goes 12th overall to the Denver Broncos, and Sean Payton singing the praises of Bo Nix in his post-draft press conference, just going over all of the facets of his game and where he ranked nationally that align with the style of Sean Payton.
I think he went on for like 15 minutes with McAfee, a deep dive on like the time they spent with him, how the throws they saw him made, the analytics staff that they used with the Broncos to sort through all of his different throws and all of the things, good, bad, otherwise, up, down, left, right, everywhere across the board. Everything the Falcons didn't do with Penix,
right,
the Broncos did with Nix.
And that's going to be the fit means everything, especially when you're a quarterback in the NFL. And there are very few teams that fit Bo Nix's skill set and systems that fit his skill set as well as Sean Payton's, right? He is, everybody wants to call him a check down. He has arm strength, and so pushing the ball down the field is not an issue for Bo. And its accuracy downfield can be a question, and there's numbers that will lead you to believe that it won't be an issue for him. But at the same time, it is quick decision-making. It is getting yourself into a position where you're using your passing game as an extension of your run game in Denver, and they need weapons in a massive way. I mean, that's going to be the next step, is that everybody's like, oh, hey, Drew Brees and Sean Payton in New Orleans, this is exactly the same. They always had really damn good receivers, too. And you do have a void there in Denver, and that will be interesting. I think, though, if you look at the Pac-12 as a whole, final year, the Pac-12 went out with a bang, 8 first-round picks from the Pac-12, and evenly distributed, right? 3 of them come from UW, and rightfully so.
Yep.
But then you also look at it, and you have USC, Oregon, Oregon State, UCLA, all a part of that first round.
Were you surprised
to
see Jordan Morgan slide his way in there?
In Arizona, yeah. No. Because if you looked at the pre-draft evaluations, and look, this is the thing that Washington fans should be excited about, is that Jed Fish can recruit, develop, and evaluate talent really damn well. Yeah. And he's done a phenomenal job of that. I think if you look down up and down the line, though, the Pac-12 guys are all in very good situations,
yes,
for themselves, either to win right away or in a system that is going to be tailored to them, no more than the two guys who went to Chicago in Caleb Williams and Rome Odunze. That is a home run of a first round for the Chicago Bears.
I can't remember the last time I saw a pair of guys that complement each other and made more sense going, like what the Texans did with Ohio State quarterback C.J. Stroud and then Will Anderson last year. It's probably the best 1-2 that I've seen in a first round in a while. This has the potential to surpass that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's about as good as it gets in a first round is when you're talking about potential. Now, what does it turn into? Who knows? But if you're talking potential, I can't remember the last time I saw a team do that. But back to the Knicks thing, I thought this was really interesting because this came from multiple fronts. Schefter had this, and they said it on the broadcast. Alex Forsyth was mentioned multiple times by everyone, so the Broncos were clearly sending this out to everyone, which if Bo Nix turns into Drew Brees, Bo Nix needs to buy Alex Forsyth something a little bit nicer than the usual lineman watch, because this is the tweet from Schefter. But Broncos center Alex Forsyth, who played with Nix at Oregon before Denver drafted him in the seventh round last year, raved to Denver's coaches about his former college quarterback. Forsyth told the Broncos coaches that Nix is smart, knows every protection, handles it all at the line of scrimmage, and had the universal respect of the entire team.
Pretty good. That is what people rave about with Bo, is he's smart, relates to guys, and you can do a lot with kind of getting everybody to pull in the right direction. We'll see if you can do it in the NFL, because mm-hmm. we've seen guys who've had that quality.
God, yeah.
And you get to the NFL, you're grown-ass men who have families and kids. Close. Good thing is, he's 24, so yeah, he's pretty close.
He's got family and kids, too.
How about the fact that 8 Pac-12 players get drafted, and then on top of that, did you notice the number of, if you look, if this draft was 1 year forward, the Big Ten SEC.
Oh, yeah, no, what was it, like 80% of the total picks?
It was 24 of the 32 draft picks were from either Big Ten or SEC current members or teams that will enter next year. 16 of the top 18 picks. The only two that were not were Drake May from North Carolina, Joe Alt from Notre Dame.
Which is kind of, you know, Big Ten adjacent.
Outside of that, every other guy was from either a current or future member of the Big Ten or SEC.
I think you could throw Notre Dame in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the power, so 17 of 18, and then North Carolina's one that's trying to weasel their way out of the ACC.
Yeah.
So it is, like, you think
you
about
You see
those,
where the talent's at.
The power vacuum that was created, there's a reason for it. In the NFL draft, ranking.
There's really only, what, 3 players that stood out from schools you don't typically see? Duke, Toledo, Missouri?
Yeah, Missouri, though, they always
That's
got
true.
Guys
yeah, they always do sneak a guy in there. So it's really just Duke and Toledo.
Yeah. Yeah.
That really that stand out in the first round.
And Toledo, what we found out yesterday from Nick Saban is Nick Saban admitting that Alabama broke the one rule of the transfer portal.
The number of F's given was zero by Saban, not only in that statement, but all night. But he just flat out said, yeah, no, we tried to get him into the portal, but he just wouldn't do it.
Yeah. This, like quite
what?
Literally, the one thing you cannot do is approach a guy, and like we all know it's happening, but at the same time, the fact that Nick Saban's just like, yeah, screw it. The one thing you can't do is try to induce a guy into the portal and then win him over with NIL. And he said, Quinyon Mitchell was our number one target in the portal. We tried to get him in the portal. We couldn't get him in the portal. And everybody's like, wait, huh?
Also,
and the amount of people that just tag the NCAA.
Yeah.
Like, in the tweet, like the person running the Twitter account's going to be like, yeah, you know what? We're going to open up an investigation because of this. Nick Saban's
like
just
tagging the FBI.
Crotch chop you on the way out and be like, deuces, I don't coach here anymore.
Yeah.
Clean this mess up,
also,
Kalen.
If you're Quinyon Mitchell, why would you want to go to the school with Terrion Arnold and Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Because Kool-Aid McKinstry obviously is not good enough for Nick Saban because he wasn't a first-round pick.
It's true,
today.
He did fall down, but going into the season, he was mocked as a top-five pick.
That's right. That's right.
If you're Quinyon, why would you be like, I'm not going there to be your nickelback?
Yeah. Maybe you just want to be a rock star.
Yeah.
But
remember, Quinyon was the guy that had the insane pro day.
Mm-hmm.
What we had the 48 inch vertical or something like that.
He's a freak of nature.
I hadn't really seen his tape, and they've been rolling it today. The number of the video of him doing the vertical, it's him loading up like 5 times, and I'm like, okay, cool. That's really helpful when you get to load up 5 times before jumping in an NFL game. Like it's like okay, that's. I'm not trying to take away from it, but that doesn't happen all that often. But then I saw him vying for jump balls. Holy crap, does he get up for the ball.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A lot of talent. This is why they're saying it's such a deep draft. Yeah. And then obviously Philly goes up and they get their guy. You see Micah Parsons' reaction to that pick? Micah Parsons was doing a live stream with CJ Stroud. And he was just like, this just pisses me off. Like, how do the Eagles get so lucky to where they go and they get their guy? Every time. They trade up. They go and they get Quinnen Mitchell. And they're going to be sitting pretty at that corner position, even though... Nick Sirianni looked like he works at not enterprise, like dollar rental.
Yes.
Like, he looked like he was working at a rental car,
the secondary rental car. It's the one you pass on your way to the Hertz.
He's getting you on hidden charges, yeah, left and right there. His outfit.
You look at him and you definitely buy the insurance.
It's Hertz, but it's not spelled H-E-R-T-Z. It's H-U-R-T-Z.
There we go.
It's the knockoff.
And that he's got that vibe going for him. It's pretty good look.
And it's not Jalen behind the counter. It's Jaden.
You know what? Speaking of, I just went to, when you said Jaden, I thought of Jaden Rashada. Mm-hmm. Arizona State. Think about this. Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm, who transferred from Arizona, mm-hmm, State. Brandon Ayuk, mm-hmm, was on that team. And then Ricky Pearsall,
also
who was on that team at Arizona State as well. Herm Edwards. Now, they recruited really well. It was very illegal.
Egregiously bad.
They broke illegal. All the rules. Yeah.
But, man, they had some dudes on campus.
They did. And that just shows you how bad of a coach Herm Edwards was at Arizona State.
I'll never forget that interview we did with him at Pac-12 Media Day. He did not like me.
He didn't like being the coach of Arizona State. That was abundantly clear. From Herm Edwards.
That was the most awkward in-person thing I think I've ever done.
But Ricky Pearsall, he ends up going 31st overall.
Were you surprised by him being the one there?
Yeah. He had a big case of the dropsies, mm-hmm, a couple of years ago. But he had that one catch. Mm-hmm. So Kyle Shanahan really liked him. We got the one white wide receiver was not Ladd McConkey in that first round. And Cooper DeJean, mm-hmm, he falls out.
Which...
1969,
shocker.
Still the last time. Still the last time.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. But there's a lot of guys that did take that tumble that people thought were going to be first-round picks. One of them, obviously Cooper DeJean, but also Jackson Powers Johnson,
yep,
who is still on the board, the Oregon center, who he was mocked in like the mid-teens,
yeah,
in a lot of places. Centers, we didn't see that run on
just
centers.
Just saw Barton.
But what you see is, and it was very clear in that first round, runs on positions.
Yeah.
And it fell right into line in that first, mm-hmm, round.
Which means there's value at other positions all over the board of the next two rounds.
It went quarterback, receiver, tackle, and then we had a brief little corner run go on. That is the way, mm-hmm, the landscape of the NFL draft goes. And so there's going to be a lot of guys and local guys. I mean, look, you could see a few Ducks, whether it is JPJ or Troy Franklin or Kyrie Jackson, mm-hmm, going off the board today. Look, a couple of Washington players could go off the board
Polk
today as well. I mean, rounds 2 and 3, there's going to be a lot more movement, mm-hmm, from the Pac-12 where, you know, we all saw it with our own eyes this past fall, which is this conference has never been better.
The Utah guys are going to go in the second round, I bet.
Yeah, Cole Bishop and those guys. I mean, you're going to sit there and the Pac-12 is living up to what we all were talking about last
year.
How
good the conference was.
NFL talent,
yeah,
was across the board. And it was not just isolated to, we've seen these runs where it's like, well, it's like five USC guys, mm-hmm, you know, like two or three Oregon guys, two or three Washington guys, and then you sprinkle in like one or two from everywhere else. No, you have numbers
across the board,
where NFL talent's being pumped out. It's sad to see the Pac-12 go,
yeah,
but round one, They went out with the bang.
Absolutely. That's what they did all year across basically every sport, too.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.